Get you hyped for Grey Cup Week, and the Riders are in Winnipeg. We're going to be all over it all week long here and into the weekend, too. Lots of team coverage. More on that just ahead here, but happy Thursday morning to you. Yeah, Thursday already. The Northern Lights were out dancing again last night across the sky. And today we've got another gorgeous fall day in store for us, even warmer than yesterday. Yesterday was 7 degrees. Today, we're going to hit 10 degrees, and the normal high this time of the year is zero. I don't see any polar vortex in sight yet, thankfully. And as for snow, very minimal snow even in the next 6-7 days here. I see a light flurry or two maybe Monday. That's it. Early next week looks sunny again. Day's not quite as warm as the last few and what we're experiencing today, but still. The long-range forecast looks good. Santa Claus parade on Sunday. Grey Cup Sunday, of course. The game at 5. But lots happening locally here. Some of the news we're following this morning. Starting with an update on that crash. They may have, you may have come across in your drive home yesterday and been stalled by. But yes, Regina police telling us this morning there was a 15-year-old pedestrian who was critically injured following a crash involving a school bus, a city bus, and a car, and of course the pedestrian. It was on the 1300 block of Broadway Avenue about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I guess. Police said the school bus was just like traveling on Broadway Avenue when it collided with a car and a city bus. It then entered a parking lot where it collided with a pedestrian. It was that 15-year-old girl. The cops telling us she is now in stable but critical condition. And there were other people on the two buses, both the school bus and the city, but apparently no physical injuries. That's the latest from Regina police. No verdict yet this morning from the jury in the Misha Pavlik trial. After about five hours of instruction from the judge yesterday, they got into deliberations shortly before 5 o'clock, so we'll be watching that one in the coming days, too. Apparently, there was a WestJet flight from Winnipeg to Saskatoon that had to land in an emergency in Regina, too, after a right engine failure. The plan apparently landing safely, thankfully. Would have been a little unnerving, I bet, for passengers on board that one. And yesterday, the city's executive committee got together discussing potential changes to its homelessness strategy. We're going to dissect that a little more when Mayor Chad Baczynski joins me after the 7:30 news this morning in studio. Of course, that's just an administrative meeting. Next week, council will have to vote on the recommendations. We'll see what those are a bit later. Prime Minister Mark Carney all set to officially announce today his government's next major projects list. Word is there are several mining and energy initiatives coming to that as well. And here's something. The U.S., they're following our lead. They're copper cats. They're getting rid of the penny. Cost nearly 4 cents to make each penny. And Trump said, that's silly. Let's stop that. We stopped making pennies, what, 2012, I think it was? Oh, and it appears, too, we're spending our Canadian dollars more here than rather jumping stateside to shop. The number of Canadians traveling to the U.S. continues to be down for the 10th straight month. Trips across the border by both car and plane are down between 25 and 30% in October compared to 2024. Oh, and the dollar exchange sucks right now, too, eh? It costs like 145 Canadian to buy 100 U.S. Yet I know there are snowbirds that will do their thing and many going to Mexico again this year, too. In Winnipeg, it's Grey Cup weekend. Tonight, the CFL Awards are going to be handed out. The Riders, of course, fingers crossed, will watch Corey Mace take Coach of the Year. He's going up against the Alouettes, Jason Moss, too, for Coach of the Year. And this is a tough break. The U of S Huskies preparing for the Mitchell Bowl on Saturday, dealing now with one of their own. Going through a tough time, starting quarterback Anton Amadrud, who has been diagnosed with lymphoma, a type of cancer. And head coach Scott Flory said when he broke the news to the team, it was pretty hard, that meeting.
Clearly, yeah. I'm getting emotional right now. So, yeah, man, these kids, Like, he doesn't deserve this. Anton doesn't deserve this.
Anton had left the club after week five of the regular season to look after his health. Flory says he understands the team has an important game this weekend, but right now he also wants to make sure his team rallies together in support of their teammate.
Matt, we care about Anton. We just want him to be healthy. We want him to be better. So the impact, I don't know. I know we're going to be ready to go Saturday, to be honest with you. I don't mean to be, but man, we just love that kid. We want to be okay. That's what we care about. That's what we want.
Yeah, the Huskies playing for more than a trophy now as they host Ontario's Queen's University Saturday in Saskatoon. Kickoff is 2:00. The winner will be coming to Regina for the Vanier Cup on November 22nd.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would.
Interesting on my social media feed. Not quite as many photos of the Nancy Northern Lights as compared to the night before. I think everyone recognized the night before was pretty stunning and thought, okay, saw once, don't need it again. But they were out again last night, and I did see some fabulous photos again lighting up the nighttime sky. Got to remind you, Santa's Anonymous was launched yesterday, our 56th year. Tens of thousands of children over years have been able to wake up to presents under the tree on Christmas morning, all thanks to you and the program itself. And this year, we're sadly going to see an increase in the need out there, and more than ever, we will need you to drop off a new unwrapped toy and put it in one of our donation bins throughout the city. They're out there now till the 11th of December. You can also make a cash donation if that's easier. You don't have the time to shop, we'll shop for you. You can make that donation now at cjme.com. But the bins are out. I've seen firsthand how the kids light up when they see a gift coming their way after their parents had told them, it's a little tight this year. Not sure what to expect. And Santa pulls through. And that's where we need you to, all right? So if you can help us out, do so. More details at cjme.com. And that is also where we can hook you up too. Hey, there's no shame in asking for help either. We recognize times are a little tighter right now, and the demand is there. The Salvation Army can assist you and direct you towards our Santa's Anonymous program as well. But you got to get registered now. So again, check it up at cjme.com. Matt, we have got full Grey Cup coverage for you this week. Pretty proud of the team here, Jamie and Locker. They've taken the green zone on the road to Winnipeg. Our CJME rider reporter, Britton Gray, is there too. We'll be checking in with all of them, even this morning here too. We've got extra pregame and postgame reaction on Sunday ready for you. Saturday, the 3-hour Grey Cup preview from 2 till 5. Game day, pre- and postgame show. Kickoff is set for 5 on Sunday, by the way. And I loved watching them paint the rider logo right over the Bombers logo on the Winnipeg field a couple of days ago. I saw footage of that. Feels pretty good to see that happen in Winnipeg. I'm really curious, too, how Sunday's fan bases will support the game. The game was sold out well before the Riders and Alouettes were even decided, right, to wind up in the Cup. And I'll bet a lot of Manitobans bought tickets. And given how our season was going and decided in the West quite early, I got to believe there might be some hardcore Rider fans who scooped up some of those tickets before they sold out, and that will be there. And not a single ticket to be found this morning on Ticketmaster. It still reads sold out. And I would keep checking back. If you're desperate for tickets, often the league releases the holdbacks, those extra tickets they had on hold for players and their families, and now they've got it all worked out. Sometimes they let those holds go, and you'll see them pop up on Ticketmaster. But again, I'll be interested to hear how split that stadium is on Sunday when it comes to cheering. A lot of Manitobans will have bought tickets with the Cup in their own backyard, and I suspect them to be booing Rider fans and Rider players extensively. Even Coach Mace thought that.
Yeah, I would expect that we're still the hated rival, you know, but it's all love, man. I got a sneaking suspicion there'll be some green in the crowd too.
And today the party's going to crank up a lot more fans arriving. And while they party, Rider General Manager Jeremy O'Day told Jamie and Locker in the Green Zone yesterday that he told his players they can party later.
You want the players to enjoy the week, but ultimately for us, you can you can party for a week or you can party for 6 months. You got to decide which one of those you want to do.
Looking for our fifth championship, it would be huge for this province. Yesterday, the club had their first practice. Pretty encouraging to see Keyshawn Johnson out there for at least part of it. He didn't stay for the whole thing, but might he be playing on Sunday? We sure hope so. Short work week. It's Thursday morning. Grey Cup. It's on the minds of a lot of Saskatchewanites here as our riders are in Winnipeg. I don't know. What's your plan to watch the Grey Cup on Sunday? I hear it's being played in some theaters. I heard Moonlight Movies and the Golden Mile's doing that. And uniquely, as you heard Kevin Martell perhaps there on the side of a grain elevator in Kenwood, Ryan Pakikut used his projector to play Game 6 and 7 of the World Series under the side of the Kenwood grain elevator. He's going to be doing it again. He expects the Grey Cup will attract even more people because they've been asking for him to do it.
It's a lot of people have been asking me to, getting messages and people asking me when I run into them places.
He runs the drive-in, so he's using the projector, so it's pretty good quality. And Kenwood's a little inconvenient for us, a good four-hour drive north, but I bet those who do attend are going to have to dress a little warm and maybe spike their hot chocolate, but that would be kind of interesting to watch the game on the outside of a grain elevator like that. Over at the Renaissance Retirement Home, that's over on McIntyre here in Regina, they had a bit of a green and white party to hype up the Grey Cup. And, well, there was Marie Bradley we spoke to, a season ticket holder since the 60s. She says she's got the team spirit thanks to her husband. It's been a huge part of their lives.
Always a good time. Rough Riders have been in the family for years, and I hope they carry on.
And over at that party was former rider Steve Mazurek. He's a good man. He stopped by the party before heading to Winnipeg to watch the game himself. He said the Renaissance residents, they love their green and white.
They've all got a football story or a community story or a family story to share.
And we've got a few stories or storylines, if you will, leading up to the big game that we're watching closely. Of course, the big one is Montreal Alouettes quarterback Davis Alexander, right? His hamstring has been a bit of a problem. He hurt it again on Sunday in that victory over Hamilton. And the team had their first practice yesterday. He was there and looking like he was throwing comfortably. He was moving well, and Coach Moss had already told us he expects him to start on Sunday. The Riders considered favorites right now, but Davis Alexander's never lost as a starter in his last 13 starts. Hamstring or not, you can't take him lightly, and we've never played him yet, right? During the regular season, it was Bethel Thompson who was actually at the helm, and he beat us. Game day weather in Winnipeg. Let me check that here for us. Sunday calling for sunshine, a high of +3. Can you imagine if you're a fan of the CFL and have ever been to Grey Cup? That's always the number one thing you check first. What's the weather going to be like? And to be going to Winnipeg, where I have been for a Grey Cup years and years ago, I saw the Stamps and the Argonauts back in the days of John Candy. It was like -40. It was horribly cold, but so much fun. So to see a forecast of sunshine at 3 degrees, and a kickoff at 5, and the overnight low forecasted to be -8. So in the fourth quarter, it might be -5-ish, -6-ish. So the weather isn't going to be much of a factor. There's no snow in the forecast either. We're going to be checking in with our team coverage. Rider reporter Britton Gray is going to be popping by here after the 6:30 news this morning to give us the very latest, including who he spotted yesterday as the Riders had their first practice, too. Oh, and Lockers on the loose there in Winnipeg, mixing it up with fans at all different festival events. And yesterday he wandered about the city asking locals who they were cheering for.
It's got to be Montreal. You can't cheer for Sask.
You can't cheer for Sask?
My parents have season tickets, and I was like, you guys could sell the tickets. And they're like, we couldn't sell them. What if Rough Riders get them? So they're going to be there cheering for Montreal.
I can relate to that. I get that. Locals hoping Winnipeg would have been in the cup, buying their tickets in advance, but now going to cheer against the Riders. They might hear a few boos. We've got Grey Cup coverage, as I mentioned, all week. Jamie Locker in the Green Zone on the road in Winnipeg, and Rider reporter Britton Gray there. And don't miss, too, Saturday starting at 2 o'clock, extra Green Zone Grey Cup preview coverage. And, man, before the game, after the game, if they win, they're going to win, aren't they? Sure they will. Well, the party's on in Winnipeg. More and more fans arriving today, and we will be going live to Winnipeg right after the 6:30 news with Rider reporter Britton Gray to get the very latest on that. And also, those of you who might have been backed up in traffic wondering about that crash around 4 yesterday, Regina police telling us this morning that a 15-year-old pedestrian was critically injured following a crash involving a bus, a school bus, also a city bus, and a vehicle and the pedestrian. I guess it happened on the 1300 block of Broadway Avenue around 4. Police said the school bus was traveling on Broadway Avenue when it collided with a car and a city bus. And then that school bus entered a parking lot where it collided with a pedestrian, who was that 15-year-old girl who cops are telling us this morning is in stable but critical condition. And there were others on the two buses too, but apparently no physical injuries. So as this story develops a little more and we get more details, we'll pass it on to you. But that's what we know so far here this morning. If you are a bit of a foodie like I am, I love to cook, I love to eat, I know that. You're going to love my next guest from the Real District, Chiminda Embagaspidiye from Sri Lanka. It's where he studied culinary arts before coming to Canada in 2006. Chiminda arrived here 4 years ago to the Real District and juggles his organizational skills over so many aspects of the Real District over there. They got to cover conventions, weddings, all the events. There's food. He's on it. Even Mosaic Stadium. So much to keep tabs on. And when I spoke with Chef recently to get to know him, I asked him to share what sort of hot trend in food preparation he's using that even you and I could use. Here's what he said ahead of leaving for Saskatoon because of a major competition he's in this weekend.
I would try more sous vide. That means, you know, like you're cooking pretty much everything in a bag. You put it in the bag and water temperature control. So then you cook it in, you know, different meats in a different temperature. You can cook anything, you know.
That's a hot trend right now. I see that on my TikTok a lot.
It is. So long ago, it used to be, but it's not popular as now.
Yeah.
So because now we have a different technique to control the temperature at the water, and then everything is put in the bag and vacuum pack the bag, and then you dump into there and then leave it for a certain time. In, like, it's completely different on, like, longer you cook it with the low temperature, is the better. So no flavors goes away.
Do you use this technique at Real District?
We do, yeah.
Really?
So whenever we do a larger group of plating events, so we cook everything in sous vide.
Chef, you're about to take yourself to a competition in Saskatoon. It's the Canada's Great Kitchen Party. It's a regional qualifier to get to the Canadian Culinary Championships in Ottawa. 7 of you will compete. That's only right. One will get to Ottawa. How do you think you can set yourself apart in this competition?
This is a really good opportunity to introduce something new. My plan is introducing a new ingredients, new technique to the Canadian palate. You know, I learned throughout the Sri Lanka when I work in Dubai and now in Canada. So I'm going to use 3 locations, key ingredients to enhance my flavors.
Are these ingredients secret right now?
It is right now. I don't want to disclose.
Give me just one.
No.
Okay, so you're going to use these secret ingredients.
But I'm going to use it in a different way.
What's your protein?
So it's going to be lamb.
Lamb has got to be cooked just right, Chef.
Yes, I'm taking a big risk on that. You know, I'm going to use sous vide method also.
It sounds like you know what you're doing. I think you're going to do all right. So I wish you well at that competition, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
As a chef, I want to take you on a lightning round of questions. So just answer whatever comes to mind quickly, okay? Favorite Saskatchewan ingredient?
Mustard.
What's your guilty pleasure food?
Oxtail. I like to have it in a consommé, like clear soup.
One kitchen tool you can't live without?
Of course, the knife.
I thought you'd say the thermometer. Who's your dream dinner guest?
Maybe Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Really? He's my favorite chef.
You know, he changed the culinary world in a different way, different direction, right? So as a chef came into the market, not just a chef, he's a great business person, businessman.
Yeah. It's interesting getting to know you, and I wish you well at the competition in Saskatoon.
Thank you.
You bet. And thanks for joining me. Chef Chiminda Embagaspidiye, he's head of the Real District over there and everything related to food. I have to admit, when I asked him, you know, what's his go-to to use when it comes to cooking, he said mustard. And here at Saskatchewan, he's very proud of the fact that mustard, man, how much of it is, it comes out of Saskatchewan, goes around the world, right? So my personal favorite is steak shake. I love using that spice so much on steaks and roasts. The steak shake, it's, I believe it's Reinhardt's. I always buy it at Butcher Boy when I'm over there getting my meats. But yeah, that stuff I can't live without in the kitchen when I'm using it for anything meat related.